like, because I was not a good natural storyteller. Like, I really had to learn it. And in life, I'm not, like, the big storyteller, like, in my marriage or even on the This American Life staff. Like, there's a bunch of people who are much better storytellers as, like, a person to hang out with than I am. I really made, a study of it, of, like, what works on the radio and what elements you need and how do you do it and how does it work. Like, in part because I wasn't good at it. Like, I had to really take it apart and put it back together in my head.
As you build an episode, I'm curious, how do you decide on a theme? Is it a story that's really good and you build a theme around the story, or do you have a theme in mind?
Yeah, exactly.
How does it work?
Most often, like, there'll be some story that we just love and we're just like, okay, we want to put this on the radio. We know that this will be a strong enough story to anchor a whole show around. And so what could we conceivably put with this that would be pleasing? Though occasionally somebody will come up with a theme and you know, decide, like, let's do that. Like, for example, in our story meeting this Tuesday, Neil Drumming, one of our producers, pointed out that there's this piece of short fiction that he liked. He was trying to figure out what to do with it for the show. And he said, there's this one sentence in here where one of the people in this piece of fiction says to the other, "This is not a negotiation." And he's like, what if that's the theme? And then now we're running out of "this is not a negotiation" show. Which is just like a very abstract, you know what I mean? Like, so sometimes we'll just pick a theme that's very abstract and just see if we can do it, and that'll be it. And then sometimes we'll just have an idea. We're just like, let's just make a show about that. No one's ever done that before, or let's do a whole show out of stories that our parents pitch, thinking that they're good stories, but they're not good stories, or let's do a musical. Or, you know what I mean? Let's do a musical about the election. And then the next thing you know, you're shaking hands with Neil Patrick Harris.
How do you balance your personal life and your work life? Because I know you work a lot of hours.
Badly. You know, I just do a terrible job of it. And there are phases where we're doing some ambitious things and I'm just basically working any moment that I'm awake almost. I mean, you know, like, I'll have a little time at the end of the day to talk to my wife, and to there's one friend who I call every day.
Really?
Who's a neighbor of mine. Yeah. She's a friend of mine from the dog park, and now she can't go out to the dog park. She's 89, and so we just check in every day. She's my buddy. But I don't know. I feel like work is play, you know? Like, work is play, and so like, being at work, you know, for long, long, long hours, it can be kind of grueling, but, like, if you have a job you like, it's not so bad.
Well, Ira Glass, thank you. Thanks for talking.
Sure.